History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple things to mention. Very top of the show at 6 a.m. If you weren't listening, we gave you an update on Cakes. He is still alive in the World Series of Poker. At one point, he was in the top 100. He got interviewed by the color commentator. I don't know what you call her. The sideline reporter for the World Series of Poker.
She was like the room reporter.
You can grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just put in the term Sports Junkies and find out how Cakes did. Again, he's still alive in the World Series of Poker and very close to at least cashing with, I think somebody said about 1,000 players left, 900 players left, something like that.
No, I think the cashing is 1,400.
Oh, okay, so it's more than that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he's 17 away. So gotcha. He should, and there's plenty of people. I think Valdez counted like 100 people or something under 100K.
There's a lot of nubbin stacks out there.
Yeah, so he should be fine.
And all he's got to do, he can just chill for an hour
with,
when
with
it starts.
2 hours and he'd be levels, he's going to be
let
okay.
Let them all bounce each other.
Let them bounce each other. Yep. Play all right. Very, very, very small hands.
We've limited time
take
to talk about
back.
This, but going to change topics. Thanks again to Mike Rizzo for joining us. But the Commanders did drop their retro uniforms that we're going to see. We started talking about this last week, and I put up a Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in a convenient variety 8-packs. Your local liquor stores must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's, do you like the new look? The retro look, it is. I mean, I think if you're an old school Redskins fan, it looks like the old Redskins uniform with
it's
the burgundy pants.
Everything but the
besides the logo, you got the W,
the helmet. Yeah, and you guys were grilling me when I said that the silhouette had the W. They're keeping the W up top.
I didn't grill you. I think the W is fine.
Yeah, they got the stripes. I mean, it looks like freaking 1987.
Yeah. Uniforms don't move me that much, so I understand that everyone's going crazy. It looks great.
But you knew that's what Harris wanted to do. He wanted to retro back to those days. You knew it.
I guess. It looks
just a matter of what was going to be on the actual helmet. And that's pretty cool.
It looks like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like the colors are a little bit more in line with what they used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
It looks like, I think maybe just the addition of that yellow outline of the numbers, it looks more like the burgundy versus the jersey, which we have here in studio, of Jonathan Allen, which it looks more...
The yellow was diminished.
Yes.
The yellow was taken away. And then they add the stripes. That's, I mean,
yeah.
I can't believe the uproar over these things. And I know that people are going nuts. But it looks good.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you can vote at Junks Radio. Our pal Toby Altheiser tweeted, "This looks like the team I grew up rooting for. Didn't realize how much this would mean to me until I saw this morning."
I guess.
It does. I mean, to me, like if I looked at it, I'd go, oh, they went back to the old uniforms. Except for the helmet.
Except for the helmet, yeah.
Except for the helmet.
But they got the stripes. The stripes are cool.
But again, I warmed up. I initially hated the black. I like really warmed up to it. And so I know this is alternate, whatever. And some people would like this to be the new go-tos. Fine. But I tell you, I like the black.
I think they're
the black looks pretty great on Jaden Daniels.
They're going to do everything they can to tie today back to history, to the glory years, except for changing the name.
Yeah.
And I know people are all fired up because
they're not changing the name.
Trump spoke this week, whatever, but they're going to do everything like this without changing the logo and the name.
No, the name's done. The name's shot. And this is cool.
They're doing everything else they can.
I have to say this, and again, this is just me. And I don't remember what uniform they were wearing in particular game. Like, I don't remember.
It's not your thing.
Not my thing. I don't know. Oh, they were wearing the whites that day, or they were wearing their yellows when the day when they beat was. It just don't.
There's some people who get very into it. Cakes is like that. You know, I'm going to go back to the gold pants. With
he
the,
loves it.
You know?
I mean, who cares? Give me some touchdowns.
But there's definitely, we know this, we're on social media, the culture of what are they wearing today? Are they wearing the white pants? Are they wearing the burgundy pants? Are they wearing the gold pants?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I think it looks great. It does look closer to what they were, you know, back in the day. So that's great. But, you know, I also thought the black looked great.
I think these look good. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, or you can text us on the Lido Pizza text line, or hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.